Case study, Samuel, ascendant, Scorpio. Archetypes activated, the arbitrator, the strategist, the guardian. Samuel's ascendant is Scorpio, a sign of emotional intensity, psychic depth, and quiet strength. Ruled by Mars and Ketu, Scorpio represents transformation, resilience, and an unwavering desire to get to the bottom of things. Those with Scorpio rising are not easily swayed by appearances. They need to know what's real, what's hidden, and what's powerful. They observe more than they speak, and when they act, it's deliberate, purposeful, and often transformative. What makes this ascendant even more powerful is its placement in Jeshtha Nakshatra, a Mercury-ruled star known for seniority, depth, and protective leadership. Jeshtha is the eldest sibling of the Nakshatras, wise, responsible, and emotionally battle-tested. For Samuel, this means he doesn't just carry power, he carries the weight of responsibility. There's often a sense that he must protect others, stand guard over truth, or uphold integrity, even when no one is watching. This rising signature gives Samuel a serious and commanding presence. Even if quiet, he is not overlooked. People sense his inner strength and tend to respect or even fear his judgment. Scorpio ascendants and Jeshtha often hold themselves to high internal standards, especially around trust, loyalty, and boundaries. They can be incredibly generous and loyal, but only when they feel safe. Once that safety is threatened, they withdraw, observe, and silently recalibrate. Psychologically, this configuration awakens the arbitrator. Samuel is designed to assess, not react. He may have a natural ability to mediate tension, resolve conflict, and see truth clearly when others are emotionally entangled. He doesn't flinch in moments of emotional gravity. In fact, he may thrive there. Whether in leadership or support roles, his greatest power lies in his ability to stay grounded, logical, and clear in emotionally intense or ethically complex situations. Simultaneously, the strategist emerges through his ability to think in layered timelines, to assess risks silently, and to act with precision rather than impulse. Scorpio's fixed water nature means Samuel doesn't move fast, but when he does, he moves with certainty. He's not reactive, he's tactical. This quality makes him a natural at handling secrets, power dynamics, and strategic decision-making, especially in areas others find too murky or uncomfortable. But underlying all this is the guardian, someone who instinctively shields what is sacred. Whether it's people, information, or principles, Samuel is not one to let things fall apart easily. His protective instincts run deep, though he may express them subtly, through boundaries, loyalty, or quiet intervention. The challenge with this ascendant lies in emotional isolation and control. Samuel may struggle with vulnerability, finding it difficult to ask for help or show weakness. There may also be a fear of betrayal or a tendency to carry burdens alone. But this same internal weight often becomes his source of emotional intelligence and spiritual maturity. At his highest, Samuel becomes a stabilizing force in a chaotic world. He leads without showmanship, protects without asking for credit, and transforms systems, not by breaking them down in anger, but by strategically reshaping them from within. His is not the path of easy visibility. It is the path of silent power, earned respect, and unshakable purpose. Rahu in the second house placed in Udra Ashada Nakshatra in the sign of Sagittarius. Archetypes activated, the visionary, the reformer. The second house governs speech, family conditioning, values, wealth, and our core sense of self-worth. When Rahu, the shadow planet of desire, hunger, and amplification, occupies this house, it brings intensity and karmic curiosity into all of these areas. For Samuel, this creates a deep inner pull to define his own voice, claim his own values, and rework inherited beliefs about stability and self-expression. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, carries the energy of universal victory, success that is earned through ethical living, persistence, and long-term purpose. In Sagittarius, a sign that values truth, higher learning, and philosophical expansion, this nakshatra adds depth, morality, and global thinking to Rahu's ambitious drive. Together, they give Samuel a voice that isn't just sharp, it's fueled by ideals, purpose, and an urge to challenge outdated belief systems. Rahu here makes his speech magnetic and impactful. There may be something unusual or captivating about the way he expresses himself. His tone, his phrasing, or his choice of words. He may feel compelled to speak up, to teach, or to challenge norms in conversations that matter. But early in life, this same placement can cause discomfort around speaking up, perhaps due to family dynamics, feeling misunderstood, or sensing a disconnect between what he was told to believe and what he actually values. Psychologically, this combination awakens the visionary. Samuel is not content with superficial truths. His sense of value is future-focused, shaped by a need to grow, teach, or speak for something larger than himself. His voice is a tool for change, and he's driven to reshape cultural or familial narratives that no longer serve. This is someone who could easily become a thought leader in his circles, especially when he aligns his words with higher ideals. At the same time, the reformer comes through strongly. Samuel doesn't just want to acquire wealth or comfort. He wants to create a value system that's just, meaningful, and liberating. He may challenge family traditions or beliefs, not out of rebellion, but from a soul-level desire to live with integrity. His relationship with money, too, is likely unconventional. He may earn in unusual ways or feel pulled to use his resources in service of something greater: education, truth, justice, or expansion of consciousness. The challenge with Rahu here is overcompensation. He may at times speak too much, pursue validation through intellectual superiority, or become overly focused on proving himself. There can also be phases of fluctuation in finances or self-worth as he tests and recalibrates his value system. But with maturity, this placement becomes a gift. Samuel's words gain clarity, his values gain strength, and his financial path aligns with his higher calling. He's not here to follow the rules of his ancestors. He's here to evolve them. When he speaks, people listen, not just because he's loud, but because he carries the authority of someone who has earned their truth through inner and outer inquiry. Saturn in the third house, placed in Shravana Nakshatra in the sign of Capricorn. Archetypes activated: the strategist, the guardian. The third house is the domain of communication, skills, learning, personal effort, and relationships with siblings and close peers. With Saturn placed here, Samuel brings a structured, serious, and often solitary approach to expression and learning. Saturn is strong in Capricorn, its own sign, which gives this placement authority, long-term resilience, and a patient determination. Shravana Nakshatra, ruled by the moon, adds an introspective and deeply observant layer. Known for its association with hearing sacred truths, Shravana seeks wisdom through listening, both to others and to the silence between words. When Saturn expresses itself through this nakshatra, Samuel becomes a thoughtful, careful communicator. He may speak less, but when he does, it is with gravity, depth, and purpose. His words are not scattered, they are crafted. This is someone who doesn't rush into conversation or take communication lightly. He processes deeply before responding, and he likely values precision over flair. There may have been early life challenges with speech, siblings, or confidence in self-expression. Saturn tends to delay, restrict, or test whatever house it sits in. But these challenges shape him into someone who learns not just how to speak, but when, why, and with what impact. This placement awakens the strategist archetype. Samuel likely plans his words carefully, thinks long-term when it comes to skills and education, and values structured learning over fast consumption. He is not the type to skim the surface. When he learns something, he wants to master it. And when he speaks, he is building something, not just expressing feelings. His communication style may be formal, mature, or reserved, but it carries weight. The guardian also shows through in this house. Samuel may be fiercely protective of his ideas, his thoughts, and even his personal boundaries around communication. He doesn't share easily or frivolously. He may also take on a protective or mentoring role with siblings or close peers, feeling responsible for their well-being or success. Psychologically, this placement can reflect early experiences of being silenced, misunderstood, or held to high standards around performance and speech. These experiences, while heavy, give rise to wisdom, clarity, and a deep respect for knowledge and communication. Samuel is not here to make noise, he's here to build meaning, word by word. The challenge with Saturn in the third house is fear of judgment or failure in expression. Samuel may hold back, second guess, or feel pressure to be right before he speaks. But once he learns to trust his voice, not just its accuracy, but its resonance, he becomes an exceptional communicator, guide, and teacher. At his best, Samuel becomes someone who teaches others the value of clarity, depth, and responsibility in communication. His words may be few, but they land with weight. He doesn't need volume to be heard. His presence, structure, and timing say everything. Moon in the fourth house, placed in Shatabisha Nakshatra in the sign of Aquarius. Archetypes activated, the visionary. The fourth house is the emotional core of the chart. It governs one's sense of inner security, relationship with the mother, emotional memory, and the concept of home and belonging. When the moon, the planet of feelings, receptivity, and intuition, is placed here, it's considered strong by house placement. It gives Samuel a deeply emotional nature, though with a cool, analytical edge due to the sign of Aquarius. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, is known for its healing, futuristic, and detached qualities. It symbolizes 100 physicians, hinting at a need for internal healing and a desire to bring wellness to the collective. In Aquarius, an air sign ruled by Saturn and co-ruled by Rahu, the moon becomes emotionally complex. Samuel likely processes emotions through intellect and prefers mental clarity over raw emotional expression. This moon suggests someone who may not easily show how deeply they feel, yet whose emotional life is full of searching, questioning, and subtle longing. Samuel may crave emotional independence, often feeling different or emotionally distant from his early home environment. The maternal relationship may have been non-traditional, abstract, or emotionally inconsistent, driving him to seek his own version of emotional stability. This placement strongly awakens the mystic archetype. Samuel may have a rich inner life, guided by dreams, intuition, or metaphysical curiosity. He likely processes his emotions in solitude and may be drawn to healing modalities, spiritual communities, or esoteric studies as a way to make sense of his internal world. There's a strong potential for emotional detachment on the surface, but beneath it lies an ocean of insight and subtle empathy. The visionary is also active here. With Aquarius influence and Shatabisha's futuristic symbolism, Samuel is someone who may feel emotionally pulled toward causes, communities, or ideals that serve the collective. He's not interested in emotional drama. He's interested in systems that heal, ideas that liberate, and connections that uplift humanity. His emotional fulfillment comes from seeing the bigger picture and participating in something that feels meaningful and progressive. Psychologically, this placement may show a pattern of intellectualizing emotions or suppressing vulnerability to feel in control. Samuel may need to learn that emotional safety doesn't come from mental understanding alone. It also comes from emotional expression, presence, and connection. His healing journey involves integrating his vast emotional insight with grounded emotional intimacy. The challenge with Moon and Shatabisha is emotional isolation. He may feel emotionally misunderstood or misaligned with conventional family dynamics. But over time, this very alienation can become the source of his unique vision and emotional strength. At his best, Samuel becomes a quiet emotional guide, someone who understands pain without being consumed by it. He can hold space for others' healing, not through sentimentality, but through insight and emotional wisdom. His version of home may not be traditional, but it is sacred, spacious, and built on emotional truth rather than emotional dependency. He teaches us that healing doesn't always come with softness. It sometimes comes with space, clarity, and the courage to evolve. Mercury in the fifth house, placed in Ravati Nakshatra, in the sign of Pisces. Archetypes activated, the creator, the visionary. The fifth house is the seat of creativity, education, romantic expression, and the intelligence of the heart. When Mercury, planet of intellect, communication, and learning, is placed here, it gives Samuel a curious, imaginative, and mentally creative temperament. This house also governs the inner child and the way we play with ideas. In Pisces, Mercury is debilitated by dignity, but that doesn't mean weak. It means unconventional, non-linear, and deeply intuitive in how it learns and expresses. Ravati Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury itself, is the final nakshatra of the zodiac, symbolizing completion, compassionate service, and divine transitions. It grants poetic intelligence, spiritual softness, and an emotionally resonant imagination. When Mercury lands here, Samuel doesn't just think, he feels through his thoughts. His mind is guided by vision, music, metaphor, and a soft kind of wisdom that isn't bound by conventional structure. This is where the creator archetype takes center stage. Samuel likely has a rich internal world, full of symbolism, dreams, and layered meanings. He may express himself through art, writing, music, or any form of abstract storytelling. Even in conversation, he likely weaves emotional nuance into logic. His creativity isn't forced, it flows. But it requires the right conditions. Solitude, emotional calm, and space to let his thoughts drift beyond logic into insight. The visionary also lives within this Mercury. Samuel doesn't just absorb facts, he reshapes them. He looks at systems and wonders how they could be more beautiful, more holistic, more emotionally intelligent. He's likely drawn to philosophy, healing, or spiritual forms of education, preferring to explore the soul behind the structure. There's a gentle teaching quality to him. He doesn't instruct with rigidity, but with metaphor, empathy, and emotional clarity. Psychologically, this placement can bring sensitivity around being misunderstood. Samuel may not always find the words to express what he's sensing, especially in early education or in environments that favor linear thinking. He might have struggled with focus or felt that his mind wandered too far from traditional expectations. But this very wandering is his genius. He doesn't think like everyone else, and that's not a flaw, it's the source of his originality. The challenge here lies in grounding. Mercury in Pisces can become scattered, overly idealistic, or emotionally overwhelmed if not given structure. He may need rituals, writing, meditation, or creative flow to channel his imagination into something tangible. When he learns to translate his inner visions into shared language, he becomes a bridge between logic and intuition. At his best, Samuel is a transmitter of emotional intelligence. He teaches not just with words, but with presence. His mind is not built for spreadsheets. It's built for stories, melodies, and soul-to-soul communication. He reminds us that intelligence isn't always measurable. It can be felt, lived, and shared in ways that change people without them knowing how. He doesn't just learn, he inspires. Sun in the sixth house, placed in Bharani Nakshatra, in the sign of Aries. Archetypes activated, the executor, the reformer. The sixth house rules over daily work, routines, service, health, and how one handles obstacles and conflict. When the Sun, planet of identity, self-worth, and purpose, is placed here, Samuel's sense of self becomes deeply connected to how he handles responsibility. He may take great pride in being dependable, showing up when others don't, and fixing what's broken in the system. With the Sun in Aries, its sign of exaltation, this placement shines with raw vitality, focus, and a strong instinct to take control of tasks and lead through action. Bharani Nakshatra, ruled by Venus, adds emotional intensity, transformational depth, and karmic responsibility to this already action-driven Sun. It is symbolized by the womb, representing both birth and the weight of responsibility. Bharani doesn't act frivolously. It acts because something must be carried, birthed, or endured. With the Sun here, Samuel's work life is not just about performance. It's about purpose. He's not working to check a box. He's working because something meaningful is at stake. This placement strongly activates the executor archetype. Samuel is someone who doesn't shy away from detail, routine, or discipline, especially when he believes the work serves a higher aim. He's likely to be highly efficient, focused, and demanding of himself in work settings. He thrives in environments where he can solve problems directly and where his contributions produce visible results. His leadership style may be straightforward, assertive, and task-oriented, but always with integrity. At the same time, the reformer emerges powerfully. The Sun in Bharani in the sixth doesn't tolerate inefficiency or injustice. Samuel may be naturally drawn to fixing systems, improving workflows, or stepping into roles that require courage to stand up for what's right. He doesn't just serve, he restructures, refines, and elevates whatever he's part of. His work isn't about ego, it's about effectiveness and ethical strength. Psychologically, this placement can reflect early conditioning around proving oneself through action. Samuel may have felt the need to be useful, competent, or the one who gets it done to earn respect or belonging. This can lead to overworking or tying self-worth to productivity. But over time, this transforms into quiet confidence. He learns that his value is not just in what he does, but in how he does it. The challenge here lies in managing burnout and excessive self-reliance. Samuel may feel it's easier to do things himself than delegate, or he may resist asking for help out of pride or habit. But when he learns to balance strength with softness, discipline with rest, his work ethic becomes a force of sustained excellence. At his best, Samuel is the kind of person every team needs. Reliable, driven, and unshakable when the pressure's on. He's not just a hard worker, he's a mission-driven executor, transforming daily routines into meaningful contributions. He reminds others that real power isn't loud. It's consistent, humble, and quietly world-changing. Mars, Ketu, and Venus in the 8th house, all placed in Punarvasu and Mrigashira nakshatras, and archetypes activated, the seeker, the mystic, the alchemist. The 8th house governs transformation, shared resources, secrets, crisis, deep psychological shifts, and the mysteries of life and death. For Samuel, with three planets placed here, Mars, his ascendant lord, Ketu, and Venus, the 8th house becomes a crucible for personal evolution. This is not a light placement. It indicates a life shaped by inner transformation, complex emotional undercurrents, and the need to confront what others often avoid. Mars in Gemini, placed in Punarvasu nakshatra, brings a duality between mental energy and spiritual renewal. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, symbolizes restoration after destruction, the return to light after darkness. Mars here makes Samuel an emotionally charged thinker. His actions are not purely impulsive, but often rooted in past emotional narratives or moral quests. In the 8th house, this Mars doesn't fight on the battlefield. It fights in silence, within the mind and soul, wrestling with emotional truths and unspoken fears. Ketu in the same sign and nakshatra adds detachment and spiritual insight. Ketu in the 8th is a classically strong placement for inner wisdom, psychic perception, and karmic release. Samuel is likely to have a natural affinity with occult sciences, energetic healing, or introspective practices that guide people through emotional transformation. Ketu brings intuitive intelligence, but also the tendency to retreat inward, detaching from surface-level emotion in order to explore the deeper layers of the self. Venus, placed in Mrigashira nakshatra, brings sensitivity, curiosity, and refined perception to this mix. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, seeks beauty and exploration. It is sensual, perceptive, and always searching. Venus in the 8th house makes Samuel a deeply passionate soul, but not in a showy way. His relationships are intense, layered, and often karmic. He doesn't connect superficially. Love, trust, and intimacy are all alchemical experiences for him, requiring both vulnerability and deep emotional resonance. This powerful cluster activates the seeker archetype most profoundly. Samuel is not interested in conventional success. He's here to understand what lies beneath the surface. Whether through spiritual inquiry, trauma work, or psychological exploration, he seeks hidden truths that can heal, liberate, and transform. The mystic also lives strongly here. With Ketu in V8, there's a strong past life connection to esoteric knowledge, sacred intimacy, and the mysteries of life and death. He may be naturally drawn to astrology, tantra, depth psychology, or energetic healing, not just as a hobby, but as a path of awakening. Lastly, the alchemist emerges through Mars's presence. Samuel doesn't just seek truth, he works to transform it. He may experience crises, betrayals, or emotional upheaval that force him to reconstruct himself over and over again. But every breakdown becomes a breakthrough. He becomes wiser, calmer, and more powerful each time. The challenge of this stellium lies in emotional turbulence and the tendency to withdraw. Samuel may carry hidden emotional pain or unresolved fear around trust, intimacy, or abandonment. He may find himself cycling through relationships, careers, or belief systems that challenge his emotional depth. But once he integrates the emotional with the spiritual and the mental with the mystical, he becomes a quiet force of healing and transformation. At his best, Samuel is someone others instinctively trust with their deepest truths. He's not here to live on the surface. He's here to guide others through the underworld of emotion and show them the light on the other side. His journey is not simple, but it is sacred. And through that sacred complexity, he teaches others how to rise, not by escaping darkness, but by understanding it. Jupiter in the 9th house, placed in Pushya nakshatra in the sign of Cancer. Archetypes activated, the teacher, the guardian, the visionary. The 9th house represents higher knowledge, wisdom, long distance travel, philosophical frameworks, and one's relationship with faith, purpose, and dharma. When Jupiter, its natural ruler, is placed here and exalted in the sign of Cancer, the potential for spiritual insight, ethical clarity, and guided mentorship is greatly amplified. For Samuel, this isn't just a fortunate placement, it's a karmic invitation to lead, teach, and protect through wisdom. Pushya Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, is the star of nourishment, discipline, and sacred protection. It combines traditional values with deep emotional maturity. In Cancer, a sign ruled by the moon, Jupiter becomes both intuitive and expansive. Samuel likely possesses a deep emotional connection to belief, learning, and spiritual truth. His faith is not blind. It's cultivated through lived experience, emotional resonance, and service to others. This Jupiter placement activates the teacher archetype in its truest sense. Samuel may naturally gravitate toward roles where he mentors, advises, or supports others in their pursuit of truth, whether formally, through education or spirituality, or informally, by simply embodying what he believes. He's not preachy, but when he speaks about what he values, it lands. People sense that he's not repeating a doctrine. He's lived what he teaches. The guardian shows through in his protective relationship with belief systems and those under his care. Samuel likely holds strong moral or philosophical boundaries. He believes in the responsibility of knowledge, and he may feel compelled to defend what is ethical, nurturing, and aligned with higher principles. He's not just here to learn for himself. He's here to safeguard the continuity of wisdom in his community, family, or chosen field. The visionary is the most subtle but equally important part of this signature. Jupiter in Pushya gives Samuel long-term sight. He sees far beyond the moment, and his decisions are rarely short-sighted. Whether it's in guiding others, building an idea, or following a spiritual path, his instinct is to cultivate what will endure. He understands timing, emotional alignment, and the sacred responsibility of shaping future generations through value-based leadership. Psychologically, this placement reflects a deep inner compass, an almost parental sense of care for collective growth. There may have been early exposure to teachers, mentors, or moral figures who shaped his worldview. Or conversely, the absence of such figures may have propelled him to become what he didn't have. Either way, Samuel seeks to embody what is wise, compassionate, and protective. The challenge of this exalted Jupiter lies in emotional overcommitment or rigid idealism. He may feel burdened by the role of being a guide or moral anchor, or he may struggle with disillusionment when institutions or belief systems fall short of the ideals he holds sacred. But through these tests, his faith is refined, not destroyed. At his best, Samuel becomes the kind of teacher who doesn't just impart knowledge, he imparts strength. His words nourish, his presence calms, and his vision uplifts. Whether he realizes it or not, others look to him not just for answers, but for alignment, for reassurance that wisdom and compassion can still walk hand in hand. He doesn't just follow a path, he blesses it for those who walk after him.